This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Nearly 100 cargo workers at Denver International Airport walked off the job today. The group of Swiss port employees picketed in front of the airport due to ignored safety concerns like broken heaters. Swiss port didn't respond to a request for comment. A DIA spokesman said passenger traffic has been unaffected by the strike, which ends Tuesday. Boulder law enforcement officials have made an arrest in connection with a high-end jewelry theft. CPR's Paulo Shalsada reports.
In July, the Boulder County Sheriff's Office received a report of a burglary at a home that was on the market. The victim reported 6 pieces of jewelry with a value of $475,000 were stolen from the property. A large number of suspects were considered, as many people were coming and going from the home due to its prospective sale. Detectives say a 31-year-old man was caught pawning some of the stolen goods. He's facing multiple felony charges. I'm Paulo Shalsada, CPR News.
A new virtual tour of the Sand Creek Massacre National Historic Site near Eads in eastern Colorado is now online. It tells the story of the Cheyenne and Arapaho people betrayed, killed, and brutalized during the attack by U.S. troops in 1864. The tour from state and local partners uses 360-degree imagery to connect the history and current status of those tribes. A link to the tour can be found on the Sand Creek Massacre National Historic Site's Facebook page. You're listening to CPR News. In Denver, it is 46 degrees, a little bit cloudy. In Fort Collins, there's some light rain, 40 degrees. Stay warm, stay here.